This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sometimes you pull just one pin and the whole thing explodes in a good way. Welcome to the Fantasy NBA Today podcast, a sports ethos presentation hosted by yours truly, Aaron Brewski, and FSWA Hall of Famer Steve Dr. A. Alexander. Today we're talking the Chicago Bulls and their really extremely effective fantasy season that largely slid underneath the radar. But before we take the plunge into that, remember that if this is your first time listening to the show or you still haven't done it, make sure you subscribe to the show on whatever platform you're listening to it on. Hit that thumbs up button and all that good stuff and send us the feedback on the show. Any topics you'd like to see covered, and you could do that for myself at Aaron Brewski or at Ethos Fantasy NBA or at Dr. A, D-O-C-K-T-O-R-A. All right, time to pay some bills. Bet Online is your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup Finals this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker or unwind with one of our over 150 slots. Head to the website today and get in on the action. Use promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, the game starts here. I want to bring in Steve Alexander right away and just get right to business here. How many victory laps would you like to do for selecting Coby White and 30 Veep?
None, really. I mean, it was late. It was time. And props to Coby White for coming through for me. I did not know he was going to be up for, you know, most improved player. I didn't know he was going to have this kind of season. So I was pleasantly shocked and super excited to have Coby White on that 30 team.
I mean, I want to say that there were a couple of ringers that were really all about Coby White. And I had him high in my free agent rankings, which I'm going to do again this season and do those hopefully here pretty soon. But the fantasy game just wasn't there. You know, like, this showed this last season, no defensive numbers, but everything else is great, and he had a great season, and he just killed it. Of course, that pin I was referring to in the open is Zach LaVine didn't play. You know, he played 25 games last year, so it did take a little bit of that to get things going, but we're going to get at all of that. And then tomorrow, we do have Atlanta expert Steve Alexander here for the Atlanta Hawks season review show, so you're not going to want to miss that. But the Bulls, like, their ranks in fantasy leagues, sure, we can go to the low-hanging fruit and say Zach LaVine played 25 games, therefore everybody else did better. But I really think they did better than even that. You had five guys inside the top 100 for nine cat totals, and that is kind of tough to do. I mean, it takes a lot of efficiency, and it takes a lot of kind of, you know, players like Alex Caruso doing great in defensive areas, but absolutely crushed it. But before we get into those players, you know, Zach LaVine is the story for this squad. I think Chicago's doing anything that they can to get rid of him. Good luck with that. I mean, how concerned are you for him just in general? His knees, obviously, at the top of the list.
Well, remember when he went down last year and everybody, including myself, was like, well, we've just seen Zach LaVine play his last game for the Chicago Bulls. Like, if there is one sure thing in life, it's that Zach LaVine is going to be traded at the trade deadline. And then it didn't happen. And that leads me to believe that his trade value is not good. and, you know, I feel like the Bulls the Bulls, do the Bulls need Zach LaVine? I don't know. I like LaVine. I like his offense. I like the way he plays. But I just don't know how much fantasy juice he has left in his system.
That's really, Chicago Bulls fans are probably going to be like, you know, screaming at the top of mountaintops because they saw all of this coming. And, you know, that's a really tough organization. You know, they've had their Michael Jordans of the world. And even during those days, they were struggling and making oddball decisions. So fast forward to today, they've got Lonzo Ball, you know, just disintegrating upon them. Same thing here with Zach LaVine disintegrating upon them. I mean, to me, this is a clear sign that you clear the deck and you move on. DeMar DeRozan, unrestricted free agent this upcoming summer. So, like, the conditions are there to strip it down and move forward. I got to think that if you're Chicago, you take whatever you can get to get rid of Zach LaVine. I mean, you got to probably take on some bad money. You probably got to take on some bad assets, I would think. Because it just isn't clear if he's got really any NBA future. We'll see. I mean, he's a unique physical specimen, Zach.
And it's tough because Lonzo Ball is in the same boat. Like, are we ever going to see him again? And you have all these other guys, Kobe White and Ayo Dosunmu and Alex Caruso, that all want to play. And I don't know, man. Chicago's messy right now. And I feel like they have to move LaVine. I feel like the LaVine ship has sailed out of Chicago, but yet he's still there. So that's a problem. And then Lonzo Ball is another problem. I don't know. And then their best player, DeMar DeRozan, is an unrestricted free agent. I mean, I don't even know where to start with this team because we don't know what it's going to look like in October.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You would be tempted to say, hey, let's also try to get rid of Nikola Vucevic. But he becomes one of these guys that if you do keep just Kobe White and Ayo Dosunmu and say, all right, we're just going to run it back, you know, or we're going to prepare for the future more appropriately, Vucevic provides some stability so everybody doesn't get clobbered over the head with a terrible, you know, tanking season where nobody really advances, nobody really learns. And by the way, Chicago takes tanking, you know, as seriously as no teams in the league. They are anti-tanking. So it probably is the case that they do keep, you know, as many of these vets as they can and run it back. But Vucevic, I mean, if it was my decision, I would just clear the deck and let it go. Get what I can and tell Kobe White, hey, you know, hang in there. You know, in 2 years, we're going to have something better here. By the way, they're a bigger market and they can recruit into that market a little bit. Hasn't really historically been the case. So DeMar DeRozan, I mean, we'll just kind of work through this here. DeMar DeRozan had a great finish. We've mentioned it in past shows. Finished 14-9 Cat League, 79 games played. Totally took over with Zach LaVine out and did it very quietly with strong percentages. You know, that's not going to happen anywhere else, this kind of a finish. So when DeMar DeRozan pops up somewhere on a pretty good team and is a, you know, a second or a third option, where are you going to throw a dart to draft DeMar DeRozan on this?
I am not a DeMar DeRozan guy. I'm not drafting him regardless of where he falls. I will let somebody else have him. Yes, I know he was great last season. I missed out. But he's a mid-range guy. He doesn't shoot threes. He's super boring to me. Had Zach LaVine played, had Lonzo Ball played, I think it would have been a different story for DeMar DeRozan's numbers. He's unrestricted free agent. If he lands somewhere else and they're loaded, I think his production has to go down, and I just don't like his fantasy game, even though I know he was very good last year. I think his trademark throughout his career has been that I'm a mid-range guy and I don't shoot threes, and I'm just sort of a guy who scores a lot of points but may not be the best fantasy guy for your team. I think we go back to that mode, assuming he lands somewhere else and there are other people to play alongside him there.
Yeah, I'm very curious because I don't think he stays in Chicago, and I think at this stage of his career, pardon me, probably wants to play for at least a contending team. So chances are he lands somewhere with some players, and so you're working this opposites situation where last year he had such a big rank number. I think he's going to land somewhere, and the hype machine's never really high for him in the first place. So is he overvalued? Is he undervalued? It's going to all play itself out here in the coming months, but we'll keep an eye on that. Nikola Vucevic is a guy that, with his 34 finish, played 76 games. He's had this potential to jump up the ranks in the past just by kind of being healthy. And one of your classic guys that you've described is that they can't jump very much so they don't get hurt. Not that he's impervious in that regard, but he's, you know, going to be possibly the second main cog offensively for this team. And with nobody really to compete with, like, is this Nikola Vucevic season in this upcoming season, or are you staying away for some reason?
Well, he's going to be 34 years old when the season starts. I try not to draft guys who are 34 years old, especially with relatively high draft picks. Vooch keeps continuing to get it done every year, but the slide has begun, I'm going to say, and it's only going to get worse. And if Chicago ends up being a disaster, and they lose DeRozan and Lonzo Ball and Zach LaVine are gone, and they just have a bunch of youth out there with Vooch. I mean, I don't see Vooch playing the whole season. I think he's a shutdown candidate. based on his age and based on the fact that I don't see how Chicago is going to have a winning team this season, I'm staying away from Vooch.
Super interesting picks. You got that upside potential, and then you got that shutdown potential, all for a guy that's pretty baseline normal. So super interesting stuff there. Alex Caruso finished at 43, 71 games played, 28.7 minutes on the injury report for practically every game this season, I think. His style of play is sort of absurd. He just runs around crashing into people, hurt because of that. And he's a winning player. He's a guy that you want your other players to learn from. So maybe he is custom fit for this kind of a situation. I kind of think people don't even know he finished that high, you know, outside of like expert and even some intermediate leagues. I don't think know that Alex Caruso finished so high this last season. So maybe you can still get him at a discount. Maybe you can even get Alex Caruso with like your last pick in a lot of leagues.
If you don't really take injuries into account, say you play in a roto league or a league where they cap the number of games each position can play, then Caruso looks great to me. I mean, I love Caruso simply because I can count on a block, a steal, and a three every single time he steps on the court. What I can't count on is for him to be on the court every night. So it's an interesting catch-22 because if he plays, he's super valuable and very reliable. But if he's injured, which he often is, then he's not going to be out there for you. And that's a tough combination. And you really have to, it depends on your league and what format and what your tolerance for pain is, I guess.
Well, he has all the tolerance for pain. That's the worrying part is this a guy who's going to continuously lose a step because he keeps injuring himself on the floor and not be able to do the flying around that gets those numbers? And he's on the other side of 30, so that's not probably relevant for this season, but in the context of all of those injuries, you have this weird... I mean, Chicago's super interesting for being a little bit boring. These players, they also they have tons of upside. They have some other factor working in the other direction, and they don't have anybody currently really to compete with them for touches. That brings us to Coby White. So Coby White, 36.5 minutes per game. Shout out Billy Donovan for old school minutes per game deployments. Maybe the only shout out he gets. 36.5 minutes, 79 games played. So it took a lot to get him to a 62 rank, which smoked his ADP. You know, he's generally in the 120, 130 range for ADP. So barely getting drafted in a lot of formats. 19 points, 2.5 threes, you know, 5 and 5 for rebounds and assists, more or less. No defensive numbers, and then great percentages for a high volume guy, just under 45% on 15 attempts per game. So handling the load, he's probably going to be about as buzzy as it gets. Yeah, like no competition for the most part. People aren't fearful of Zach LaVine. I mean, let's say that Zach LaVine is not even, you know, doing well heading into the season. Like Coby White's what? Do people see shades of Tyrese Maxey and start to think, okay, this guy's, you know, an early round draft pick?
That's a great question. I mean, based on the stats from last year, to me, he is a, you know, second or third point guard option on your fantasy team. Like, you need a really top-tier point guard, and then you probably need a second point guard, and then there's Coby White. But obviously, he's getting better, and if he builds on these numbers next year, this coming season, then look out. I mean, I didn't feel like he was shot it all that well this year, but he shot a career high 44.7. That's pretty good. 37.6 from downtown, 84% from the line. All the percentages make sense. His biggest problem is a lack of steals. He's never been higher than 0.8 per game. That needs to go up. He needs to focus on defense, focus on getting the ball. I mean, I think you and I could go out there and play 37 minutes in an NBA game and occasionally get a steal. He should be able to rack up steals better than he has in the past. But I don't know, man. I mean, I feel like he can't get many more minutes than he got last year, right? 37 a game. He scored 19. Like, that was all good. That was all such a dramatic shift from his previous year. Like, that's why he was up for most improved player. It's going to be tough for him to do much more than that again this year. So maybe we get 20 points and 6.5 assists, but I'm not spending big to get Coby White.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah, I mean, that's good. I can't wait to see that one play out and see where he's going in drafts. Because I do think there is a little bit of a, even though Coby White's a buzzy name in the hardcore fantasy community, I think at large, people were just sort of surprised Coby White was doing what he was doing and then not really paying attention. And then seeing at the end of the year, hey, you have these great numbers. So here's some most improved player votes for you. So not a huge buzzy season, but people will be in on Coby White. That's for sure. So I'm going to be interested to see where those ADPs go. Iota Sunmu, I just love when a player that I have highly ranked the prior season and it doesn't happen a la Iota Sunmu, a la Daniel Gafford, then they finally put it together and you don't have them anywhere for the most part. And you're just watching it go off and you're like, damn, a year too early. Again, it wasn't going off, but, you know, top 95 for a guy you picked up off the waiver wire in the game, lots of minutes. I mean, getting lots of minutes and not being terrible with the production, you can count on him, you know, for most situations, 29 minutes a game. 12 points, three boards, three assists, 1.4 combined defensive stats, which is pretty much a liability, but starting to hit some three-pointers, 1.6 three-pointers per game. I like to combine those numbers. I call them cash counters. Getting over the number three is kind of that sort of Mason-Dixon line where you can say if it's over three, chances are that's going to be useful for you. He has the number three right there. So he was able to be a top 95 play in 76 games this last season. And the percentages are great, too. 50 from the field, 81 from the free throw line. Not a lot of wiggle there because the volume's so low. But, I mean, let's say they run it back and Levine's gone and DeRozan's gone. Coby White's there. I mean, this is just an easy late-round pick, yeah?
Yeah, and I wish he was more consistent because he'll have, like, he'll have a week where he just kind of blows up and everything's gravy. And you're like, oh man, Dosunmu is cash money right now. Like, this is awesome. And then he'll disappear for a week and not really do anything. And then he'll come back and blow up again. And just, he was just kind of all over the place consistency wise, which is too bad. But overall, I, you know, at the end of the day, the numbers look good. I love the 50% shooting and the 81 from the line. Again, more steals would be nice, but Dosunmu is not far away from breaking out. I mean, I could see him taking a big step this coming season, kind of like Kobe White did last year.
I mean, and then there's something to be said for Billy Donovan being an older school coach. Kind of just feels like the harder the coach, you know, the more of a hard ass they are, the more likely a player is not going to make it through that, and they're gonna get down on themselves. They're gonna lose their confidence, and you can argue, hey, that might be better for them long term, and it might be better for the team to have that culture. But if you just want to boil it down to fantasy, like Io just lets go of the rope, you know, and the consistency is an issue. And so if he pushes through that and then can break out, that is really exciting, you know, because these numbers are pretty bottom barrel, you know, numbers, and he has some great physical tools. We've even seen some stretches two seasons ago where they gave him the ball and got out of the way. It's a random little time frame for him due to injuries, but he was getting, I want to say, 6, 7, 8 assists in a game. And you're starting to see, okay, hey, maybe there's something here. Maybe the league figured him out a little bit as well and started playing off him so he couldn't get to that assist number so often. But another interesting fantasy play, the fifth of five players to be in the top 100 for a team that largely went underneath the radar. That's going to wrap it up for this team review. Tomorrow, we're going to be diving into the Atlanta Hawks. No shortage of things to talk about there. One more time, I'd like to humbly ask you guys to like and subscribe to the show. Continue sending us feedback at Dr. A, DOCKTORA, at Aaron Bruski, AARONBRUSKI, at Sports Ethos, and at Ethos Fantasy NBA to round out all of the handles that you should be following on Twitter. Keep an eye out for some premium membership stuff, folks. Our NFL draft guide is awesome. The All Sport membership is going to have a promo. You can get all of our coverage at one low price. Keep that price for life. It's going to be a crazy low price. This has been Fantasy NBA Today, a Sports Ethos presentation presented by Bet Online. Till next time, ladies and gentlemen, be well.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.